Epilogue. Erasure. The chamber was a smaller one, reached through the back of the main cavern. Gage's infantry had found it while wiping out the orcs that had remained behind the throne and tried to fight. The space was choked with debris, but had apparently held little interest for the greenskins. Gage had noticed there was another intact mural visible behind the piles of discarded metal, and had ordered the room cleared. Gage, Iasus, and Hyrax waited at the threshold. Gilliman stood in the center of the chamber. He turned slowly, absorbing the details of the mural.
"I don't understand," Gage said. "Some of the uniforms are the same as the ones we saw near the more southern pyramids, but the representation is completely different."
"Different is not fully accurate, Marius," Gilliman said. "They are opposed." The same martial style to the art was present here, the same type of heroic figures. These, though, wore uniforms heavy in rich, violet sashes. They stood on the corpses of their foes, which wore the colours of the heroes depicted elsewhere in the complex. Gilliman's hands tightened into fists.
"We were wondering what this fortress was made to defend, and who it was meant to keep out," he said. "We did not consider the enemies were already inside."
He turned to the chapter masters and the captain.
"Whatever civilization once existed elsewhere on Thoas, it is long gone. In the end, all that remained is this fortress, and it was riven, at war with itself."
"The signs of bombardment to the south," Gage said.
Gilliman nodded. "The bombardment came from here. Likely bio-alchem weapons, since the taint has passed."
"Madness to have fought with such weapons at such close quarters," Hyrax said.
"Exactly," said Gilliman. "We see the result." Hyrax was right. The war was madness. The way in which this civilization destroyed itself was beyond obscene. He had landed on Thoas expecting the ruins to show some sign of a heroic last stand against Xenos invaders. Instead, here was a vision of humanity given over to a folly so profound he could find no words for his disgust.
"Captain Hyrax," he said, "you and your company will take custody of the armament in this cavern. You will remove them from Thoas and take them into our arsenals."
To Gage, he said,
"Once we are sure the orcs are properly purged from Thoas, with no chance of re-emerging, I want an orbital bombardment of the ruins. Flatten them. This is an unprofitable history for future settlers. This was not a culture here. It was an irrational mistake. Its memory has no place in my father's Imperium."
Iasus and Hyrax saluted and left. Gage lingered.
"What is it?" Gilliman asked.
"We never saw anything that wasn't part of a military installation."
"That's right."
"Theoretical. If this fortress and its tunnels are what the culture of Thoas became, then this was a civilization devoted entirely to war. That wouldn't be sustainable at all."
"Not for any length of time on a single planet," Gilliman agreed.
"And it clearly wasn't."
He took in Gage's troubled expression.
"There's something else, isn't there?" he asked.
"I was just thinking of the proportion of its resources the Imperium already devotes to war."
"Which is precisely why the conclusion of the Great Crusade is necessary. You and I will be obsolete before very long, and I rejoice to think so."
He walked out of the chamber. Gage stayed by the entrance, staring at the madness on the wall.
"How did they come to do this to themselves?" he wondered.
"Practical. The answers will simply be more squalor. This is not what humanity is anymore. We will confine this memory to the ashes with the orcs."
Gage consented to leave then, but his expression was troubled as they headed to rejoin their forces, mustering at the entrance to what had become the Orc Crematorium. Gilliman looked back once. He looked at the rows and hills of weapons. He looked at the Orc throne, silhouetted in the light of guttering fires, and he wondered why, at this sight, he was overcome with a sense of blindness.
That was Rebute Gilliman, Lord of Ultramar.
by David Annandale. Read by Toby Longworth. This recording is copyrighted to Games Workshop 2016.